Summit County's 7 new cases and Wasatch County's 6 is the second day in a row where both counties have reported fewer than 10 cases in a day. Wasatch County has not recorded more than 8 cases a day since March 2nd when they saw 13, and before that day, over 10 cases had not been seen since February 17th. Statewide, 519 new cases did little to change Utah's 7-day average for positive cases, which has hovered around 520 since March 5th. Friday's 7-day average was also 519. The averages for the percent of positive laboratory tests did see some decline this week, down roughly 1% from last week. The people-over-people average is now 8.4%, and the tests-over-tests average is 4%. The health department reported 2 additional COVID-19 deaths on Friday, bringing the statewide death toll from the disease to 2017. Neither of Friday's deaths were from either Summit or Wasatch counties. There are currently 184 Utahns hospitalized with the disease statewide, up 17 from Thursday. Statewide referral center ICUs are currently 72% full. Vaccinations continued statewide on Friday with over 30,000 doses administered, bringing the statewide total of doses administered to 967,481. Sean Higgins, KPCW News.